Welcome to day 126 of My Everyday Bible. This is Rita, your host, and today we will enjoy more from the book of Psalms. Today we will have six Psalms from the Amplified Bible, Psalm 89, Psalm 96, Psalm 100, 101, 105, and 132. I believe you'll enjoy the beauty of these psalms as we read together from the Amplified Translation, beginning at Psalm 89. A skillful song, or a didactic or reflective poem of Ethan the Ezrahite. Verse 1. I will sing of the mercy and loving kindness of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness from generation to generation. For I have said, mercy and loving kindness shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness will you establish in the very heavens, unchangeable and perpetual. You have said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant, your seed I will establish forever. I will build up your throne for all generations. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. Let heaven, the angels, praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones with holy angels. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the mighty heavenly beings can be likened to the Lord? A God greatly feared and revered in the council of the holy angelic ones, and to be feared and worshipfully revered above all those who are round about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a mighty one like unto you, O Lord, and your faithfulness is round about you, an essential part of you at all times. You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves arise, you still them. You broke Rahab, Egypt, in pieces. With your mighty arm, you have scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and all that is in it, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Mount Tabor and Mount Hermon joyously praise your name. You have a mighty arm, strong is your hand. Your right hand is soaring high. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and loving kindness and truth go before your face. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are the people who know the joyful sound, who understand and appreciate the spiritual blessings symbolized by the feasts. They walk, O Lord, in the light and favor of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all the day, and in your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, their proud adornment, and by your favor our horn is exalted, and we walk with uplifted faces. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. Once you spoke in a vision to your devoted ones and said, I have endowed one who is mighty, a hero, giving him the power to help, to be a champion for Israel. I have exalted one chosen from among the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established and ever abide. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact from him or do him violence or outwit him, nor shall the wicked afflict and humble him. I will beat down his foes before his face and smite those who hate him. My faithfulness and my mercy and loving kindness shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. Great power and prosperity shall be conferred upon him. I will set his hand in control also on the Mediterranean Sea, and his right hand on the rivers Euphrates with its tributaries. He shall cry to me, You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him the firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My mercy and loving kindness will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast and be faithful with him. His offspring also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my ordinances, if they break or profane my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I punish their transgression with the rod of chastisement and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not break off from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail, to lie and be false to him. My covenant will I not break or profane, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Once for all have I sworn by my holiness, which cannot be violated, I will not lie to David. His offspring shall endure forever, and his throne shall continue as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, the faithful witness in the heavens. Selah, pause and calmly think of that. But in apparent contradiction to all this, you, even you, the faithful Lord, have cast off and rejected. You have been full of wrath against your anointed. You have despised and loathed and renounced the covenant with your servant. You have profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. You have broken down all his hedges and his walls. You have brought his strongholds to ruin. All who pass along the road spoil and rob him. He has become the scorn and reproach of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. Moreover, you have turned back the edge of his sword and have not made him to stand in battle. You have made his glory and splendor to cease and have hurled to the ground his throne. The days of his youth have you shortened. You have covered him with shame. Selah, pause and calmly think of that. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long shall your wrath burn like fire? Oh, earnestly remember how short my time is and what a mere fleeting life mine is. For what emptiness, falsity, futility, and frailty you have created all men. What man can live and shall not see death, or can deliver himself from the powerful hand of Sheol, the place of the dead? Selah, pause and calmly consider that. Lord, where are your former loving kindnesses shown in the reigns of David and Solomon, which you swore to David in your faithfulness? Remember, Lord, and earnestly imprint on your heart the reproach of your servants, scorned and insulted, how I bear in my bosom the reproach of all the many and mighty peoples with which your enemies have taunted, O Lord, with which they have mocked the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. Psalm 96. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless, affectionately praise his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be reverently feared and worshipped above all so-called gods. For all the gods of the nations are lifeless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before and reverently fear him, all the earth. Say among the nations that the Lord reigns. The world also is established, so that it cannot be moved. He shall judge and rule the people righteously and with justice. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all the things which fill it. Let the field be exultant, and all that is in it. Then shall all the trees of the wood sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge and govern the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and justice, and the peoples with his faithfulness and truth. Psalm 100, a psalm of thanksgiving and for the thank offering. Verse 1. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know, perceive, recognize, and understand with approval that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and a thank offering, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful and say so to him. Bless and affectionately praise his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. His faithfulness and truth endure to all generations. Psalm 101, a psalm of David. I will sing of mercy and loving kindness and justice to you, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely and give heed to the blameless way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house in integrity and with a blameless heart. I will set no base or wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them who turn aside from the right path. It shall not grasp hold of me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will know no evil person or thing. Whoso privily slanders his neighbor, him will I cut off from me. He who has a haughty look and a proud and arrogant heart, I cannot and I will not tolerate. My eyes shall look with favor upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks blamelessly, he shall minister to me. He who works deceit shall not dwell in my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Morning after morning, I will root up all the wicked in the land, that I may eliminate all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. Psalm 105, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his doings among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Meditate on and talk of all his marvelous deeds and devoutly praise them. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek and require the Lord as their indispensable necessity. Seek, inquire of, and for the Lord, and crave him and his strength, his might and inflexibility to temptation. Seek and require his face and his presence continually, evermore. Earnestly remember the marvelous deeds that he has done, his miracles and wonders, the judgments and sentences which he pronounced upon his enemies as in Egypt. O you offspring of Abraham, his servant, You children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He is earnestly mindful of his covenant, and forever is imprinted on his heart, the word which he commanded and established to 1,000 generations. The covenant which he made with Abraham and his sworn promise to Isaac, which he confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, unto you will I give the land of Canaan as your measured portion, possession, and inheritance, when they were but a few men in number, in fact very few, and were temporary residents and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another, he allowed no man to do them wrong. In fact, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land of Egypt. He cut off every source of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold as a servant. His feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in chains of iron, and his soul entered into the iron, until his word to his cruel brothers came true, until the word of the Lord tried and tested him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the peoples, and let him go free. He made Joseph lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. There the Lord greatly increased his people and made them stronger than their oppressors. He turned the hearts of the Egyptians to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them, wonders and miracles in the land of Ham, Egypt. He sent thick darkness and made the land dark, and they, God's two servants, rebelled not against his word. He turned Egypt's waters into blood and caused their fish to die. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came swarms of beetles and flies and mosquitoes and lice in all their borders. He gave them hail for rain, with lightning like flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines also and their fig trees and broke the ice-laden trees of their border. He spoke, and the locusts came, and the grasshoppers that were without number, and ate up all the vegetation in their land and devoured the fruit of their ground. He smote also the firstborn in their land, the beginning and chief substance of all their strength. He brought Israel forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon the people. The Lord spread a cloud for a covering by day and a fire to give light in the night. The Israelites asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. For he earnestly remembered his holy word and promised to Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen ones with gladness and singing, and gave them the lands of the nations of Canaan, and they reaped the fruits of those people's labor, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 132, a psalm of ascents. Verse 1. Lord, earnestly remember, to David's credit, all his humiliations and hardships and endurance, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the Mighty One of Jacob, "Surely I will not enter my dwelling house or get into my bed. I will not permit my eyes to sleep or my eyelids to slumber until I have found a place for the Lord, a habitation for the Mighty One of Jacob." Behold, at Ephratah, we first heard of the discovered ark. We found it in the fields of the wood at Kiriath Jearim. Let us go into his tabernacle. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark, the symbol of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, right living and right standing with God, and let your saints shout for joy. For your servant David's sake, turn not away the face of your anointed and reject not your own king. The Lord swore to David in truth, he will not turn back from it. One of the fruit of your body I will set upon your throne. If your children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children also shall sit upon your throne forever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever, says the Lord. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will surely and abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Her priests also will I clothe with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make a horn spring forth and bud for David. I have ordained and prepared a lamp for my anointed, fulfilling the promises of old. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In today's devotional, I want to focus on something that we heard that came from Psalm 105. And this is a historical psalm because it references historical events in the lives of the Israelites. And specifically, I want to focus on Psalm 105, verses 17 through 21. And it's a reference to Joseph and what happened when he was sent to Egypt. So let me read those verses, and then I'll share with you the thoughts that I have for today. It says in verse 16 of Psalm 105, "He," referring to God, "sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold as a servant. His feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in chains of iron, and his soul entered into the iron, until his word to his cruel brothers came true, until the word of the Lord tried and tested him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the peoples, and let him go free. He made Joseph lord of his house and ruler of all his substance." I'll stop there, and I want to focus today on this idea that the word of the Lord tried and tested Joseph. And this is a fascinating thought because it's very clear from this scripture and also from the account in the book of Genesis that God for sure was the one that sent Joseph ahead of the children of Israel into Egypt to make sure that they didn't perish during this horrible famine that came upon the land of Canaan, where Jacob's sons and all their descendants were living at that time. It says, "God cut off every source of bread, and then he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold as a servant." So we know that the circumstances by which Joseph actually arrived in Egypt were not happy ones. He had been sold by his brothers as a slave to these Ishmaelite traders that were passing by. And that whole scene tested Joseph's integrity and his character to the maximum. Can you imagine being so totally abandoned and betrayed by your own brothers, so that they were going to kill you, and one of them prevailed and said, no, let's not shed his blood. Let's sell him as a slave. We'll make a little money. And they sent him off to parts unknown, and that was the end of the story as far as they were concerned. They were so jealous of this brother Joseph and the love that their father Jacob had for him. But the point that I want to focus on today is this word that says the word of the Lord tried and tested him. Why is it that God would test a person? And I will say to you that it's very clear from Scripture that the testing of the Lord comes to people in life. In fact, Psalm 11 verse 5 tells us that the Lord tests the righteous and the wicked. So God is one who sends tests our way for sure. In Genesis, we heard that God tested Abraham, and that was something very profound. And by the grace of God, he passed that test of offering up his son Isaac to the Lord. But spiritual tests have a purpose. They are not aimed at seeing you fail. The spiritual test that Joseph went through was not trying to get him to fail the test by putting such undue pressure on him, but instead it was designed for Joseph's spiritual benefit, as tests are in your life. They are designed for your spiritual benefit. In fact, I believe there are multiple purposes in spiritual tests. Some tests are for the evaluation of your readiness for promotion to the next grade level, so to speak, spiritually and in your life. We know that in school, a teacher gives a test or an exam to assess a student's grasp of knowledge, skills, and also to see if they're going to be ready to pass to the next grade at the end of that school term. So sometimes the tests that you experience in your life have to do with your readiness for promotion. Sometimes a test or spiritual test that comes your way is intended to reveal character, your character, or a lack thereof. Other reasons for spiritual tests have to do with developing your endurance and your maturity, or to expose to you, God already knows it, of course, but to expose in your life a lack of endurance. James 1:3 tells us that the testing of your faith produces endurance. We see this in the natural very readily. If a young man becomes a Marine and enters boot camp, he will be subjected to numerous endurance tests where he must run for miles carrying a heavy pack full of gear. And that test has a twofold purpose. It's to determine the Marine's current endurance level and also to develop increased endurance in his physical body. The more he takes that test, the more endurance he develops. And so it is with our faith. The testing of your faith produces endurance. And this is definitely what Joseph was experiencing, which I'll talk about in a moment. The fourth reason for a test is God's desire of doing you good in the end, which we talked about when we were in the book of Deuteronomy, that God said that the purpose that he might test you to do you good in the end. And he was talking about their difficulties in the wilderness. But I want to talk to you about the testing of your faith, which is exactly what Joseph experienced as we read here in Psalm 105. The faith test always centers around a promise of God that you have received, and the apparent impossibility of the circumstances that you are facing, which make it appear that God's word of promise will never come to pass. Think about Joseph's situation. He had been given a word from God through a dream, where he saw himself in a position of authority over his own family. Then his circumstances took a major turn for the worst, and he's sold as a slave and eventually imprisoned. And Psalm 105 describes that faith test so beautifully in those simple words. when God said he sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. So consider this. The faith test presents the tension between God's word of promise and your impossible situation. That's what Joseph was facing. To pass the test, you must hold fast in faith to God's word regardless of what your circumstances appear to be. Joseph had to hold fast to God's word in order to allow God to work out his circumstances and bring to pass the promise in his life. Obviously, we know Joseph passed the faith test as he eventually became the prime minister of Egypt, and his brothers bowed down to him just as he had seen in that dream. God wants you to pass the faith test that you're in right now. God said he'd be a provider. Maybe you're facing great financial pressure and it looks impossible that God's provision is going to deliver you from your problem. God said that he would bless your family, bless your children, and you're not seeing any sign of it at this moment. Maybe you're married to an unbeliever and you have been claiming the promise that your spouse is sanctified through the believing spouse in your home, and it looks like there's no change in your spouse's life. You have to hold fast to the word of God, regardless of what you see with your eyes, because God himself wants you to pass the faith test and receive the promise he has made more desperately than you do. But the requirement is that we hold fast to the word that God has given to us. Joseph literally was being pressed beyond measure. Psalm 105 tells us that his feet were put in irons, but it also says his soul entered into the irons. And that's a picture or a metaphor for us because the soul refers to your mind, will, and emotions. Imagine his emotional state when he's got fetters or leg irons on his legs directly as a result of these brothers who betrayed him and how impossible the situation looks. He was battling in his emotions. He was battling in his mind, but he had to hold fast to the word of God and not let the circumstance destroy his faith. He had to hold fast to God's word. You have to do the same. Take the word of promise, recite it, speak it, read it, meditate on it, believe it, ask the Lord to remove any unbelief in your heart so that you can hold fast to that and pass the faith test and get a hold of the promise God has for you. Joseph became prime minister of Egypt. He passed the faith test. He also passed the character test, which would have caused him, he could have failed that one easily just because of the emotional turmoil of having his brothers betray him. But he kept his integrity. He didn't allow bitterness to come in, which would have absolutely disqualified him from the office that God wanted to promote him to. You can't let bitterness or resentment toward any person who may have been a cause or a partial cause of the circumstances you're experiencing right now. You have to put that aside. Say, God, I forgive them. I'm not holding them accountable for this. I'm looking to you. You can still cause my circumstances to be turned around by your grace because you're a God, a faithful God, according to your own word, because you're a God who keeps your word, and I'm holding to that word. And then God will be happy to see you pass the character test, pass the faith test, and pass the test that of promotion that God wants to move you on to the next level because you've held fast to his word and his character. Whatever you're going through today, take the word of God, take the promise of God, hold it up to the Lord and say, Lord, remember your word to me. I'm holding fast to it and I believe you'll bring me through like you brought Joseph through, and set him on high ground. That's what God wants to do for you today. Hold fast to his word, and God will bring you through. God bless you and give you a victorious day. Don't forget to write to us. You can email us at info@myeverydaybible.com.